You're listening to the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring attorney, guest, and former felony prosecutor Eric Fardis.
The trial of Alec Baldwin getting underway this week for the involuntary manslaughter charges, reflecting from the shooting of the movie Rust and the shooting during the movie of Rust. It's going to be an interesting one. We already saw the initial trial take place with Hannah Gutierrez. Obviously, she was found guilty in that one. Now Baldwin's up for his charges. Joining me to discuss, Eric Fattis, defense attorney and a former prosecutor. Eric, just a 10,000-foot overview on this. Where do you think this is going to be going?
You know, I personally, I've never been a fan of this case. And I thought the case against the armorer was not terribly strong. I think the case against Alec Baldwin is even weaker than that case. I think it's defensible. I think he has a reasonably good shot at even a full acquittal.
What kind of defenses do you think that his team will be putting up in this case?
There are a number of things that have kind of come to light. One is that Alec Baldwin claims that he actually did not pull the trigger. He's saying that, I guess, it was some misfire from the firearm, according to him. And I think that that's a big, important piece. Another one is simply just saying, hey, I relied on the firearms experts at the shoot. They're the ones who are in charge of this. They're supposed to know all the background and details and what to do here. And I'm just an actor, man. And I just like held up what I thought was a prop. And now I'm facing, you know, homicide charge. Mm-hmm.
True. I mean, he was an actor that held up a prop, but he was also far more heavily involved in this film than just an actor showing up on set. He was one of the creators of this film and one of the people that was running the actual show. So that kind of puts a little bit more responsibility onto someone. But is it a level of responsibility where, obviously, I don't think anyone, it's not being looked at as a murder charge here, but no one truly would want this to happen. So how do you punish something like this, or don't you? Is this one where maybe this should have just been looked at as a horrible, horrible accident and everybody kind of went along their way, but learned some lessons here?
You know, what I've been seeing is sort of this trend of when something absolutely terrible happens, oh, we need to make sure we are holding everybody accountable in every way that we can. And that includes the criminal justice system. But the thing is, there are some tragic accidents that may be better suited for the civil justice system only. You know, perhaps like monetary compensation and additional safeguards that implemented for future production, stuff like that. Maybe those are the right responses societally, as opposed to like trying to put Alec Baldwin in a box for several years.
Is that new, do you think, if we look historically at this kind of cases? I mean, obviously, we're in a very a society that, you know, justice should be done. And it seems sometimes, you know, reality be damned, or the context of what happened be damned, because we got to hang somebody for this. And we see it not just in this trial, but we see it in everything that's going on. Everything almost feels like a political campaign more than it does an actual legal battle. And this kind of feels the same way here. How do you think the prosecution is going to try this case to prove their point that Alec Baldwin, is at fault and should have some sort of consequence?
I think there are a number of avenues they're going to take. One is that, this was totally preventable. Just the basic level of reason and common sense and safety would have prevented this. This victim would still be here. Another part is something you mentioned, Tony, that I think is quite insightful, is that Alec Baldwin did have a significant role in this entire production. He was one of the producers. That sort of confers upon him some additional responsibilities, some additional ownership of what happens on that set, and ensuring that at the very least no one dies. They were not able to ensure that.
Mm-hmm. And it comes down to, how did the bullets get there? We're still kind of trying to figure that out. And at the end of the day, I'm going to guess kind of some sloppy work that somebody did here that somehow got these bullets from, I believe it was the Tim McGraw spinoff of Yellowstone, where some of these came to set. I'm trying to remember what we saw in the Hannah Gutierrez trial. But again, just kind of some weird sloppy work, how they got from one point to another. Somebody wasn't paying attention. But was anyone truly, nobody's trying to kill anybody, but certainly death can happen out of that. And something should happen. Maybe that is just that, just the lesson learned of we really got to be careful. Will they learn that, I guess, is the question, by attempting to punish Alec Baldwin.
Right. And you know, those things happen all the time and in different contexts in life. But it doesn't always mean a crime was committed.
Yeah.
You know, whether a crime was to brand someone with the scarlet letter of a conviction for the rest of their life, you better be able to bring it and you better be able to prove that a crime occurred. And I think the prosecution might have a challenge on their hands there.
How long do you think this one will last, this specific trial?
I would imagine roughly as long as the trial for the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez. Mm-hmm. I think it might be a little longer just because of who Alec Baldwin is. I think they're going to talk about some of his past, you know, behaviors and you know, sets that he's been on. And, hey, the dude should know better is what the prosecution's going to argue.
Yeah, it will be fascinating.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.